you break down the seven characteristics that are most frequently applied to people of power. And I think I went 7 for 7, which was weird because I'm not a powerful guy.
Well, that just means you could be, but you have chosen not to.
Well, I think that, and I said, I think your explanation earlier that there's a difference. You make a choice between autonomy and power, and I really do. I choose autonomy. I've had opportunities to go for more power, and I thought actually I was putting myself in a place where I would have less control over my life, and I don't like that. So, but I was sort of surprised. I was sort of going through, and I was waiting for some of those defining characteristics that would make me go, oh, see, I can't do this. But I was sort of stunned by, like, no, I could do that. And that's embarrassing to me. In a way, it's sort of weird. But there are characteristics that are consistent with the most common, successful, powerful people. You want to run those real quick?
Well, I could run down a few of them. I think the most thing, which has been in the background of much of our conversation, is drive or ambition. I mean, you know, if you're going to pay the price and you're going to work as hard as it's going to require you to be successful, you have to want it really badly. And I think that's something we've talked about, you know, and implied in the fact that some people opt out. If you're going to be powerful, you have to have a lot of energy and physical endurance. The energy is like any emotion, is contagious. If you want people around you to work hard, you have to be working hard yourself. You have to be able to show up. And I don't know anybody, ranging from Rudy Crew, the school superintendent of Miami-Dade County, and prior to that New York, to successful political figures, to successful CEOs who don't have enormous amounts of physical, just sheer kinetic energy. Another quality is focus. My dear friend Gary Loveman of Harris Entertainment, when he does management training sometimes, he will say, you know, we'll ask people to name the Ten Commandments. And, you know, he says, you know, some of you have seen the movie, some few of you have read the book. But he said the point is that, you know, that most people will only remember the ones that they're currently being challenged with. 10 is a large number. 5 is easier. It's hard to get people to focus on, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 things. And so if you want to be successful, you need to focus. And I think that's another characteristic that brings power, the ability to project confidence. I think the phrase is fake it till you make it. And now actually there's a study with that as a title, which, because it turns out to be actually empirically true, that if you act like you know what you're doing, other people will oftentimes assume you do. And, you know, you can get quite a ways down the road with that. So those would be some of the qualities. Okay. There are a couple, three others, but I think that's a good start.
You know, what's interesting about that is I have a friend who I consider to be, you know, and this is not a high bar, so, but I have a friend who I consider to be extremely talented, much more talented than I am. And more talented than I could ever hope to be. I mean, he's sort of naturally talented in all these wonderful ways. But he's largely broke. He struggles. And I keep telling him, if he had the ambition in his body that I have in my little finger, he would own. I mean, it would be huge. But he just doesn't. That ambition piece, I think, is really important. And I'm glad you let it off as being one of the most important characteristics.